Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create remarkable engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today we'll be discussing the creation and cultivation of culture. Culture, to me, means what are the building blocks, the shared values, and the way with which your team approaches issues and new goals, and how all of that is baked into your daily operations, your hiring capabilities, and your ethics. And the reason I care about culture is that I find that when you shape your own operating system, your own as the tech executive and your own as in the entire organization, having a solid operating system means that you have a culture that allows you and your team to constantly improve, to share feedback openly, to put aside cynicism and discuss what actually can help you get things done, all of which are not easily available in many companies. And culture is one of your tools in order to ensure that you are creating a workplace that allows this. Culture also means how people will be going about their day. Some companies have a culture of high stress. Some companies have a culture of caring about one another. And I believe that we all care about the culture we create because at the end of the day, that's what you spend most of your life doing. So culture is important. But unsurprisingly, I'm guessing, I see it as a common issue that many, many executives do not take care of the cultivation of culture, do not think that spending time and thought and energy on it is important, or think that it would just happen the right way without taking care. Especially common for first-timer executives, I have to say. And because of that, I wanted to give you a few tips and lessons from my day-to-day advisory and coaching, because I have personally seen many companies suffer greatly and stop producing results because they fail to create the right culture. So, first of all, when we're talking about culture, you have to understand that whatever you do not stop, you are actually condoning, even if you are condoning it with your silence. As an example, if someone is abusive in meetings, or always late to meetings, or never actually does the action items he said he would do, and so forth, and you do not stop it, you do not make it clear that it is not acceptable, then what everyone else sees is that you allow it to keep on happening. You are, in effect, condoning it. Even if you have talked to that person about these things in your one-on-one, if there are no improvements and people are not aware of the fact that you are not happy with this and that you do not agree to it, then they understand that that's okay. And more of that will happen. So start with putting a stop on things that should not be happening. Do not accept a low bar simply because it's easier to let go. Now, when you want to create culture, when you want to push things to happen, you have to first understand that you cannot trick people. You cannot be dishonest when it comes to motivating them, when it comes to deciding how things will look. So for example, I think that it's okay to want people to stay certain amount of hours in the office if it makes sense. All right, and I won't go into when it makes sense, but let's say that's a legitimate opinion to have. But your way to get that should not be, for example, by making sure that management always schedules meetings or at the end of the day, making sure people stick in the office till that time has arrived. You cannot have people come to your office and talk to them to hear what they are thinking without sharing why you're asking or what you're going to be doing with it, because then you come across as secretive and dishonest. And unless what you want to create is a culture where people are keeping secrets, where there are a lot of rumors, where when someone is unhappy, they do not speak up, you have to stop being dishonest and indirect, even if it's easier, and even if you don't feel like you should be explaining things. Trust me, you must, if you want to create a world-class engineering team, you have no other option. You have to treat them as adults and talk to them. And more so, you have to treat yourself as a role model. You have to be a great exemplar of how you manifest your culture and your values. So once you discuss your values and your culture openly, and I advise you to do that right now if you haven't, and I advise you to do it regularly, for example, every 6 months, once you have established clear values and communicated it to the entire team and made sure that it is something that they have in mind, and I hope that I don't need to go into this because this is, you know, the very basics of starting a big organization. Though if I should be recording an episode specifically about that, let me know. My email is in the show notes. But once you have discussed the values, you must never, never disregard them. If you have created the values, you have to be the perfect exemplar. And when you fail to follow the values, you have to make amends. You have to publicly say that you screwed up and why. And if that doesn't sound like fun, it isn't. But that's the only way to grow, and that's the only way to create a resilient culture. If it's do as I say, not as I do, no one will follow you. No one will truly care. And I have seen this time and time again, where, for example, if you have a value of speaking up, and yet whenever someone speaks up, they get shut down immediately, or someone shoots the messenger, people will realize that they should not be speaking up. And this happens way more often than you might assume. So be a role model. Be the leader your people deserve. And lastly, you cannot expect culture to take care of itself. So even if you had a great meeting about values and you printed the posters and sent them to people, you still have to actively and consciously consider the culture and how it is evolving and make sure that as the team changes, because people get added to the team. Some people leave the team because you grow and you create more structure. You start with a team, then have teams, then have directors and groups and so forth. With each change, you should be aware of the fact that it might affect your culture and put time into managing it. So for example, if you've had great growth and a bunch of people have joined you in a quarter, make sure to discuss values specifically with them. Don't assume the culture will be imbued naturally. It might be, at least partially, but you have to invest time in making sure that happens. You should review how things are shaping up with your management team regularly to see that they are all also acting as the right exemplars. And you should try to always show how you stick to your values, what you decided not to do because it was against company values, and show the team how those values are being incorporated and used regularly and how that has propelled the entire team to get more things done. Cultivating culture is something that you have to actively be doing. You cannot simply try and react when things have gone too wrong. You have to work on it constantly, or you will have a very big challenge that might be too big of a challenge to overcome. If you wait too long, the wrong culture becomes ingrained, and fixing that is way harder. If you want to create a better culture, start right now by reviewing your values, and if you don't have any, decide on them and have a conversation about them. And think, how have these values helped the team in the last quarter, or how should you have treated them better in order to have, for example, avoided a mistake that you made? I hope you found this episode about culture valuable. If you want to hear more, sign up for the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes as well. Thank you for listening, and talk soon.